The following is a paid program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the opinions of the management of this station or PAML Broadcasting. It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Good morning. Welcome to Maximize Your Health Radio. I'm your weekly health coach, Dr. Eric Ashburn, and I'm going to start off the show with something very, very serious. I like to keep it light. We like to have fun, but right now, every hour, you know, while you're driving to work, while you're dropping your kids off at school, while you're sitting at your desk, 75 Americans die from the food they choose to put in their body. That's 75 Americans die from the food they choose to put in their body. Not a car accident, not a random diagnosis, not bad luck. Food. That's 1,800 people daily. That's 650,000 people this year. And that number doesn't even account for smoking, inactivity, alcohol, or dozens of other lifestyle factors that are quietly taking people out decades before their time. So when you add it all up, nearly half of all deaths in this country are preventable. Half. We're talking about 180 people every single hour dying from causes that didn't have to happen. And yet, what the medical system's answer to all this, more medication, more procedures, more management of the symptoms of a fire that no one's trying to put out. So I'm Dr. Eric Ashburn, right? This is Maximize Your Health Radio. And today I'm going to break this down. If you conquer this and it's super simple to get better with, your life will change and your chance of dying from these issues will drop drastically. So it's called chronic inflammation. And the single most common thread running through virtually every major disease killing Americans right now: heart disease, cancer, diabetes, Alzheimer's, autoimmune conditions. Inflammation is not the disease. Inflammation is what's feeding the disease. And in most cases, you're feeding the inflammation three times a day. So let's talk about exactly what you're eating that's pouring a fuel on that fire, because this information will change the way you look at every meal you eat for the rest of your life. First thing I'm going to conquer today: sugar and refined carbohydrates. So I'm going to start with an obvious one. And you know, most of people dramatically underestimate. Sugar is not just empty calories. When you consume sugar and refined carbs, white bread, pasta, pastries, sweetened drinks, granola bars, marketing as health food, your blood sugar spikes rapidly. Your body floods your system with insulin to manage it, and that cycle repeats meal after meal, day after day, triggers a cascade of inflammatory signals throughout your entire body. But here's what makes it worse. Excess sugar gets stored as a visceral fat, the deep abdominal fat that wraps around your organs. And visceral fat's not passive storage. It's a metabolically active tissue that consumes or constantly pumps out inflammatory chemicals called cytokines. The more visceral fat you carry, the more inflamed your body becomes, and the more inflamed your body is over time. So the harder it is to lose the weight, and it's a self-reinforcing cycle that millions of Americans are trapped in right now. With my company, Hudson Valley Weight Loss, we tackle this daily. We decrease visceral fat super fast for people, and they feel tremendously better. But for me, it's about getting them healthier and having less chance of dying sooner than they should. So the average American consumes over 70 grams of added sugar per day. So the recommended limit is 25 to 36. We're not even close. And if you do one thing after listening to the show today, cut the sugar. That single move will change your trajectory of your health tremendously. All right, I'm going to break into another one now: refined and industrial seed oils. This is what I call the hidden villain, because most people have absolutely no concept, no idea whatsoever this is happening to them. And this is, most health foods have refined and industrial seed oils in it, so it's crazy. Canola oil, soybean oil, corn oil, sunflower oil, safflower oil, cottonseed oil. These oils are virtually in everything: restaurant foods, packaged snacks, salad dressings, protein bars, frozen meals. They're cheap to produce, they're profitable, and that's why they're everywhere. So here's a problem. These oils are extremely high in omega-6 fatty acids. Your body needs some omega-6 fatty acids, but it has to be in balance with omega-3s. The proper ratio of omega-6 to omega-3 fats should be 4 to 1. An average American's running closer to 20, sometimes 40 to 1. And this imbalance alone is one of the most powerful drivers of systemic inflammation in the modern diet. And it gets worse. These oils are chemically unstable. They oxidize rapidly when exposed to heat, light, and air. So when you cook with them, or when they sit in a bottle under fluorescence in the lights in a store for months, they form toxic compounds called aldehydes and lipid peroxides that directly damage your cells and amplify inflammation. So this is not fringe science. It's well-documented biochemistry. If you've been listening you know, to natural health leaders and experts. We've been talking about it for a very long time. Seed oils are very dangerous. People are trying to get off of them. The reason you haven't heard from your doctor is because these oils are deeply embedded in the food industry's supply chain, and no one financial skin in that game wants you to know. So throw them out. I have so many patients that come in and they say, you know, I'll finish the bottle. I say, no, throw it out now. You don't want to be on it any longer than you should. Cook with olive oil, avocado oil, butter, ghee, or coconut oil, one of the most powerful swaps that you can make. So simple things, right? Not cooking with a seed oil and simply switching with a butter, coconut oil can make a huge difference in your health in the long run. Next thing, wheat and gluten. I know wheat's supposed to be good for us, but we've damaged the wheat so bad in our country. And, you know, you don't have celiac disease, so you don't even, it's not on your radar. It's not even applying to you. And I want to challenge that today. Celiac disease affects about 1% of the population, but non-celiac gluten sensitivity is far more widespread than mainstream medicine acknowledges. And the mechanism behind why wheat and inflammatory diseases go well beyond gluten alone. So when you eat wheat, a protein called zonulin is released in your gut. Zonulin regulates the tight junctions between the cell lining your intestinal wall. So you have these cells that should be knit closely together, and zonulin is the thread that knits it together. So when zonulin spikes, those junctions open up. The gut becomes permeable. And when the gut becomes permeable, things are supposed to stay inside your digestive tract. Partially digested food particles, bacterial fragments, toxins start leaking into your bloodstream. We call that leaky gut. So your immune system sees these particles and mounts an attack. That attack is inflammation. And this is happening every single day. Every time you eat bread, pasta, crackers, cereal, your immune system is in a constant state of activation. And it shows up as joint pain, skin issues, right? Acne, brain fog, fatigue, autoimmune flares, and stubborn weight that won't move no matter what you do. Because inflammation and fat storage are not separate entities. They're the same problem. So now I'll admit, you know, to this, I'll add to this, modern wheat has been heavily hybridized and is typically sprayed with glyphosate right before harvest. So if you go over to like Italy, I have so many people say, I've been to Italy and I ate tons and tons of wheat, pasta, you know, bread, and I came back 5 pounds lighter. It happens. We destroy our wheat here. We do. We grow it wrong. We hybridize it. We spray it with glyphosate right before harvest. And when you realize this, it messes us up. And glyphosate's another thing that messes up your tight junctions and creates leaky gut too. So I'm going to get into this more in another segment, but wheat is not what our grandparents ate and our bodies were acting accordingly. Number four is dairy. Dairy is nuanced, so I want to be precise here, because not all dairy is the same, but conventional dairy consumed, you know, in amounts most Americans consume it, is a meaningful inflammatory driver or a significant portion of the population. Now, dairy, right? Dairy, if it were non-pasteurized, would be better for us. If it had A1 protein in it, A2 protein, it would be better for us. But most people assume that dairy, if dairy bothers them, it's lactose, the sugar in milk. For many people, the real issue is a protein called casein A1, found in milk the most conventional American cows have. So casein A1 breaks down in the gut into a compound called beta-casomorphin 7. So, and that compound has been shown to trigger inflammatory responses, gut permeability, and even neurological symptoms in sensitive individuals. Layer on top of that, hormones and antibiotic presence in conventionally raised dairy. So given to these animals to maximize milk production, and you have a product that's very different than what nature intended. That's the key, right? We always go back to how did nature intend us to eat? And dairy could be good for us if it was made the way nature intended, the way God made dairy to be made. If we drank it that way, it'd be much healthier. So now some people do well with a high quality dairy, grass-fed butter. I eat that, right? Ghee, A2 dairy products tend to be much better tolerated. So I'm not telling everyone to eliminate dairy forever. What I'm telling you is that if you have unexplained inflammation, skin problems, digestive issues, sinus congestion, or joint pain, removing dairy for 30 days is one of the most revealing experiments you can run on your body. So if you just give these things up for a little bit, it really will shed some light on whether it's bothering you. It could really change how you function, you know, how your life has been over that time. So just before I stop, I just want to reiterate what I talked about in the beginning. Those 75 people died in the last hour, most of them were unlucky, right? They're uninformed. They were let down by a system that profits from managing disease rather than preventing it. System that never once sat them down and said, here's what's happening inside your body. Here's why. And here's what you can actually do to get that better. And I just want you guys to be aware of that. I want you guys to be the healthiest people you know. And when you become the healthiest people you know, I want you to tell other people how to get healthier. You know, send them to the radio show. I'll teach them if you don't want to teach them. But still, I want you to teach your family members, your friends, people at church, people at work, whatever, how to be healthier. If you want me to, I'll come and speak there. You know, no problem. Just call my office and I'll come and speak at your organization because I'm really passionate about seeing people get healthier. And when people are healthier, they're happier. And I want to have a happier world, happier people around my kids when they grow up. And that's my main goal. So now I want to try to connect what we've been talking about with something that is, you know, impacting pretty much every one of us, right? You know, people are struggling with weight. Showing weight loss, metabolic issues. 95% of Americans have metabolic disease of some type. Because, you know, if I tried to lose weight, really tried, cut the calories, done the programs, put in the work, and if the scale still won't move, if that's what's going on with you, what we just talked about is a massive part of why. Your weight's not a willpower problem. It's not a laziness problem. In most cases, it's a biology problem, right? And when you treat it like a biology problem instead of a personal failure, everything changes. So I'm going to break down a couple things. And number one, I want to go over why the conventional approach to weight loss fails, why you keep going back to that system, paying more money every year, you know, and trying to lose weight. And every year you put on more weight and it fails over and over. So, you know, for decades, the message has been the same. Eat less, move more, right? Eat less, work out harder. Now, if that doesn't work, here's a pill, a shot, or a surgery. And yes, we're the most overweight, most medicated, most diet-obsessed society in human history. More gyms, more apps, more meal plans, more weight loss drugs than ever. And the obesity rate keeps climbing. So the model is broken. It's broken. I'm passionate about this. We definitely have a broken diet, broken just nutrition system in our country because it treats problems, you know, the biological problem like a simple math equation, calories in and calories out. And that equation completely ignores the complexity of what's happening inside of your body, especially if you cannot lose weight. So let's break that down. So when your body's chronically inflamed, a cascade of biological events unfolds that makes fat loss nearly impossible. Not difficult, not slow, physiologically, hormonally, nearly impossible. And here's how it works. Inflammation spikes your cortisol. Cortisol is your primary stress hormone, and chronic inflammation is one of the biggest triggers. So when inflammation is elevated, cortisol goes up, and elevated cortisol sends one very clear signal to your body, store fat. Particularly around your midsection. This is the gut and butt area of fat storage. At the same time, cortisol suppresses the hormones responsible for fat burning. So your body's simultaneously being told to store more fat and burn less fat around the clock without even feeling traditionally stressed. Now here's how it goes deeper. Leaky gut is pouring fuel directly into that cortisol fire. When the gut lining breaks down from sugar, seed oils, wheat, processed food, all the stuff we're doing wrong, bacteria, toxins, undigested food particles leak into your bloodstream. Your immune system sees these particles as invaders and launches a full-on attack. Your immune system floods your body with inflammatory chemicals called cytokines, which directly stimulate the adrenal glands to pump out even more cortisol. So you eat an inflammatory meal, the gut breaks down, particles leak in, the immune system panics, cortisol spikes, and your body goes into fat storage mode. It's crazy. It's crazy. You know, we try to keep, we call our whole program Weight Loss Simplified because we really want to make it simple for our people. Say, just do it stupid. But reality, this is what's going on every single day. You don't feel anxious. You don't feel stressed. But your body's running a silent physiological stress response around the clock. It's driven entirely by what's happening in your gut. And the cortisol that responds produces is making fat loss. So cortisol, the response produces making fat loss, especially belly fat loss. Nearly impossible. So you have this gut and butt formation. You cannot lose it. These are the people we call hard losers. I dare you, go ahead and try to lose weight. Try to lose weight conventionally. And the problem is it's going to fail. You might get a little smaller. Your body have the same shape though, more gut and butt fat. And the moment you stop, the moment you take your foot off the gas pedal, it's going to come back it's going to come back in droves. So this inflammatory response destroys your insulin sensitivity. And when your cells become resistant to insulin, which happens directly from chronic inflammation, glucose cannot get into your cells efficiently, so it gets stored as fat. So everything that's going wrong stores as fat. And your blood sugar stays elevated. Your body pumps out more insulin. And here's what most people never hear. You cannot burn fat in a high insulin environment. It's biochemically impossible. That's why I'm saying it's biological issues. It's not your fault. And cortisol and insulin make each other worse. Elevated cortisol raises blood sugar. Elevated blood sugar drives more insulin. More insulin drives more fat storage. More fat storage drives more inflammation. More inflammation drives more cortisol. It's a loop. It's a vicious cycle. No matter how many calories you restrict, you know, it's not going to work, because calorie restriction doesn't fix the biological issue that's driving this loop. Now, finally, your hunger hormones are completely hijacked now. So when the gut's inflamed and the microbiome is disrupted, leptin, which is the hormone that tells your body you're full, stops working. Ghrelin, the hormone that tells you you need to eat more, goes through the roof. So you're genuinely, biologically hungrier than you should be. And elevated cortisol makes it worse by cranking up cravings for sugar and high-fat foods. So the more caloric-dense foods, that's what it's craving. Your body under chronic stress wants fast fuel. So the same leaky gut driving the cortisol is also driving you to crave the exact foods that caused the problem in the first place. This is the trap. It means people are falling into it right now, blaming themselves for something their biology is driving. And people making the drugs, people in the diet systems, they understand this trap very well. They understand this trap, but most people trying to lose weight don't understand it, and they fall into it every single day. And you fall into it, and they're not going to tell you how to get over it, because you keep coming back as a repeat customer over and over and over. And that's the system. That's, you know, the business model of the diet systems. So we do it completely differently. We find out biologically why you keep putting on weight, why your hormones are messed up, and we start fixing that. We start fixing it by adding in nutrients your body's deficient in. Start putting putting tremendous healthy food into your body, so your body can stop having these issues. You can heal the leaky gut and get much healthier. And the people who do our program, it works. So the people lose a tremendous amount of weight. I don't like starting with that, because if I tell you you can lose a tremendous amount of weight, you might just want to come in for the wrong reasons. Hate to say that, but you might just want to come in because you lose weight quickly. But I'll tell you the truth. When you get the body running right, it does not want to hold on to extra fat, extra weight. It wants to be lean. The leaner you are, the healthier you are. So if you feed the body correctly, you give it the nutrients it needs, your body wants to get leaner. It wants to heal. Your gut's going to come down because your cortisol levels are going to drop. Your visceral fat levels are going to come down, and you'll be much healthier. You're going to look better. You're going to look much better. I guarantee you, but you're going to look better like someone who's healthier, not someone who's on Ozempic. With Ozempic face, and they look drawn out and tired and beat. You're gonna look better glowing, because you're gonna be leaner, you look more athletic, you look healthier. So the average person doing our system loses 20 to 40 pounds in the first 40 days. It's radical, but once you dial in the body and have it want to drop weight, it's real simple and it drops weight quickly. So if you want to come in, every week I open up a number of appointment times for people to come in from the radio show and meet with our coach and go through the entire first visit for free. So you can come in for the first visit for free and figure out why your body's holding on to weight. I mean, what the cool thing about this right now is, you know, in 40 days, that's going to be like July, right? If not even July, and your body will be tremendously leaner by July. You know, you're going to be leaner, healthier within that short amount of time, feeling much better, because you did it right. So if you want to be one of these people, the top 10 people to come in for free, just give us a call or text us. So you can give us a call. Phone number is 845-896-1200 and say, you know, you want to come in, you heard me talking on the radio, and you'd love to figure out why you're holding on to the weight and if we can help you to overcome it. And the majority of the time, we can help you drastically. Or you can just text us on the number too. It's 845-896-1200. 1200 and text us the word loss. That's how we know you're texting us about wanting to come in to figure out if you can drop the weight and get healthier. The word LOSS, text us that, and then we'll know. So we'll get back to you Monday morning. We'll give you a call and set up a time for you to come in over the next week or two. We always book the next week or two. We leave times open for radio listeners to come in. We're located in Fishkill. And I don't know if you know Fishkill, New York, but we have people all over the tri-state area coming to us. But we're in Fishkill, New York, right where Route 84 and Route 9 meet. We're very close to that area. So if you want to come in, it's 845-896-1200. text us the word loss or leave us a message and we'll get back to you Monday morning and meet with you, set up a time to meet with you and try to get you healthier and leaner. So when I was in high school, I played sports, a lot of sports. You know, when I was playing football for my high school football team, and one time I was a receiver. So I was running across the middle, and I jumped up to catch a pass. So I was running away from my quarterback towards the end zone. I turned around and jumped up to catch the pass, and a linebacker came up right behind me and drove right into my back. So he pretty much put his shoulder right into my back, and my whole back sort of arched back over the linebacker, and I laid in the ground. I was in pain. I was lying there. I couldn't move. I had the wind knocked out of me, and I kind of got up and ran it off, but the next few days I was in a lot of pain. I was dealing with it. So for years, I've had pain in that area, and I've looked at my x-rays, and thank God I'm so much better now. But ultimately, I realize how people feel when they're in pain, how much it changes their life, you know, not in some abstract way, but in a real daily, heartbreaking way. I've sat across some patients who came in for a back problem and ended up telling me things they never told anyone about, how they snapped at their kids that morning again. How about they stopped going to the daughter's soccer games because sitting in those bleachers is unbearable, and how they haven't slept through the night in 2 years, and how they used to be fun parents, present parents, and now they're just trying to get through the day. I wrote something else happened no one else talks about openly, but we're going to talk about it today. So when people are in enough pain, and when they've been through it long enough, they'll reach for anything that gives them a moment of relief. A drink that turns into three. A prescription that started as a legitimate need and became something they can't function without. Habits and escapes that make complete sense in the context of someone who's desperate. Someone who just wants to feel like a human being again. I don't judge these people. Not for a second. Pain is relentless. And when something relentless is running your life, you'll do almost anything to make it stop. But I want those people to know there's another way. So what pain actually takes from you is, when you're in chronic pain, your entire existence begins to reorganize around it. Every decision runs through the filter of how you feel. Do I get to a recital, or will my feet hurt too long? Will they be numb? Can I play in the backyard with my grandkids? Is the risk too great? Can I accept the invitation, or I'll be too miserable to be good company? You start shrinking. Your world gets smaller, and if people love you, they feel that they can sense that shrinking too, but they might not ever say it. So the parent in pain is not the parent they want to be. Not because they don't love their children, right? But because they're consumed by how their body feels, you know, by nothing that's ever left over when people, you know, need you the most. And this is not a personal failure. This is what chronic pain does to a human being. I've seen it several hundred times. And every single time it breaks my heart a little bit more, because a person across from me is not lazy. They're not weak. They're not exhausted. They've been white knuckling their way through life for months, sometimes years, and no one's ever actually fixed a problem. Matter of fact, they've had endless drugs and therapies thrown at them. Nothing made them better. This is why I love chiropractic care. I've had the privilege of serving as a chiropractor for our Olympic teams. I work with some of the most physically elite human beings on the planet, people for whom performance is everything and every percentage point matters. If I didn't care for their pain, I wasn't doing therapy for them. I was trying to get them to perform better. And here's what I learned from that experience. The body performs at its highest level when the nervous system is free, free from interference, when the spine is aligned, the communication between the brain and the body is clear and uninterrupted, when there's no interference in that system. Those athletes weren't just using chiropractic to treat injury, they're using it to perform at levels most people can't even imagine, because the body's structurally sound, neurologically free, is a body that can do extraordinary things. But here's one thing I want you to understand. You don't have to be an Olympic athlete for that to matter. The mother who can't pick up her toddler without wincing. A father comes home from work and goes straight to the couch because there's nothing left. The grandfather who's watches from the sidelines because the body won't let him do anything, won't let him get in the game anymore. You know, these people deserve the same freedom. Matter of fact, these people are more important to me than Olympic athletes and pro athletes I've taken care of throughout my career. They deserve a body that works great, a body that doesn't consume every waking moment with a pain signal, a body that shows up for people and life that matters for them. So this is what chiropractic does at its best. It removes interference, restores communication, and gets people back to the life they want to live. So when pain starts to lift, really lift, not just get masked by medication, something remarkable happens. And if you've had pain, you know what I'm saying, right? And you realize you're missing this. When it lifts, people come back to life. You know, I've seen it over and over. The patient walks in hunched, guarded, and walks out 6 weeks later standing tall. Person that stops exercising 2 years ago and is back in the gym. The parent who tells me it takes a photo of themselves at their kid's game, standing, smiling, the present. This is not a small thing. That's everything. That's a marriage saved, a relationship with a child restored, a life reclaimed. And it happens not because I did something magical, because your body, when given the right conditions and right care, has a remarkable capacity to heal. You're not designed to live in pain. You're not designed to just shrink into the corner and point your fingers at everybody else because they're living a full life and you're miserable. We're not designed to reach for a bottle or a pill just to feel like yourself for an hour. You're designed to have, you know, a fully present life, a fully great life for your family and for every moment you've been given. So every day in my office, I see hundreds of people coming in who've had that story. I have patients been with me for 25 years and they can't imagine not being under care because they got well and they want to have that great life maintained for until they leave this earth. But I have so many people listening to this show right now. So many people, they tell me every single day, I know somebody who really needs care. They really need to be checked out and evaluated. And they're not moving on it because they feel nothing can help them. And it's very, very sad, but I'll tell you what, something can help you. Other than pills, surgery, you know, medications, there's stuff that can help you. So what we do is we evaluate you. And that's the main thing. Not everybody, I've heard stories before how, you know, chiropractors claim they can fix everything. And the thing is, I don't claim I can fix everything. If I get your body running better, your body will fix anything. But if you're capable of getting better, I have to figure that out first. So we do full digital x-rays on your spine and nervous system to be safe, number one. But more importantly than that, even once we know you're safe, is to figure out exactly how to get you better and whether you can get better. And then the course of care too, because you might be someone that needs decompressive therapy, because decompressive therapy can work miracles. It can take herniated discs and bring them back towards normal. It can help you function so much better. Or you might not even need decompression therapy. It may function great through normal, specific, scientific chiropractic adjustments, which can radically change the position of your spine. So we do those x-rays in the beginning. We do a thorough exam, but over time we do re-x-rays as well to see on the films your spine getting back to normal position, functioning tremendously better and healing and working without pain, but working almost perfectly or as close as we can get there. So if you're listening to the show and you're saying, man, I want to commit, you know, I've been, so many people have been listening for a long time and they never took the offer or they didn't have the ambition to come in. This week's for you. I'm going to encourage you to come in. And for the first 10 people who give us a call, you can come in and do the entire exam process, x-rays and everything for free. We'll do it for free, take you right to the point where we explain everything going on, whether you can be helped, how to be helped, and you can make the decision of what to do when you follow through. So just give us a call. It's 845-896-1200. We're in Fishkill, New York. Text us the word posture or just give us a call and say you want to come in. It's 845-896-1200. 1200. Text us the word posture or say you want to come in. We'll give you a call on Monday and get you on track. Guys, bless you. I love you. I wish you the best week ever. And I'll be back with you next week when we're Maximize Your Health Radio.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at whud.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.